Good morning.
This Fernando and Greg.
It is chilly outside. It was cold all night long. There is snow falling in parts of the Bay Area this morning. Sal said that he had ice on his steps on the way out the door.
I had ice on my windshield. When I did the windshield, it went
It was cold. It was one of the first day that I walked to my car and my hands were frozen. And I didn't have that long of a walk. And I'm wearing shorts today.
So. I don't know how you're surviving, man.
Because I had to have my good luck. It's the only real red stuff I had. I have these red shoes, I have these red shorts, and this red sleeve shirt.
You're supposed to wear red everything? Because I just wore the red sweater.
I did read that, and I don't have any, so I couldn't, and I don't have time to be going and buying all this stuff. But a real indication, and Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy Lunar New Year.
Red underwear is like probably the most important thing that you do. Do you have any?
I wore green for money.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. Whatever. I mean, I don't know. Do what you do. Just send positive thoughts. It's New Year. But I also learned that through all of Greg Deeney's research and really trying to give people the correct fortune into the new year that, if it's your own year, so like the people who are pigs, if you're a pig, so like Les Moonves and,
yes.
Harvey Weinstein, all these pigs from this past year. No, if you're a year of the pig person and, it is the year of the pig. It's usually bad luck, as we talked about yesterday. It's not great. Like, you got to be careful. They are recommended to wear red underwear every day for the whole year.
Oh,
wow. You better stock up.
So next year, I will be prepared. It's the year of the rat. I'm a rat.
Yeah.
I will be buying red underwear for every day of the week next year.
They got the 5 for $25 at Victoria's Secret.
Am I going to wear like a thong or something?
No,
like girls' underwear?
5 for $25, ladies, if you're the year of a whatever.
A pig.
Pig.
Year of the pig. So, and Shan and I, we'll talk a little bit more about this in the next break, but you and I did run around town preparing for Lunar New Year yesterday.
Yes, we got everything prepared. I even woke up in the middle of the night to let the dog out. Like,
and you don't even have a dog.
Yeah, I don't have a dog.
I know,
but I woke up. I had to wake up and let him out.
It was the year of the dog last year, and I let the dog out at 4 a.m. I opened the door.
Okay,
I had the box upstairs. I took my dog, put it in the box, took the pig out, set up the pig, opened the door, told the dog goodbye, see
this
you later.
This is so ceremonial.
See you in 11 years.
Yeah.
Then I thought, ooh, what if somebody going? What if somebody sees my door and comes to get me?
Close the door.
The dog attacks the intruder. Yeah. And then I went back to bed for 30 minutes.
Oh.
So, we did too much cleaning up over the weekend that I went to look for my red hoodie that I wear because I was going to wear that today. And then I asked Jeremy, I'm like, where's my red hoodie? Because we donated that. It's gone.
Oh, like, no.
That's the only thing I had that was red. I don't usually wear red.
Oh, man.
So, I don't know. I'm already starting off the year not in a good way.
Fernando and Greg, let's wake these people up now.
Happy Lunar New Year. Waking up, preparing, and hopefully this will be
a
year.
No.
Oh, the preparation is over.
If you
missed the window.
You're already doing one of the worst things you can do.
What's that?
You're not supposed to wear black clothing.
On the first day?
Those are all through the spring festival. I think it goes like 16 days.
Oh, wow.
But all I wear is black, mostly.
You better hit up Marshall's.
Yeah, you better hit up Marshall's. So no black, no white during the spring festival. Those are unlucky colors.
Oh,
now,
wow.
If you just want to stick to what you are supposed to do on New Year's Day, these are the things not to do. Do not eat porridge. So if you normally eat oatmeal, we talked a lot about this last year. Oatmeal and porridge-like things, no. Because in Chinese culture, that's what poor people eat. That's what they see, you know. So that's going to bring you poverty. No washing that hair, girl.
I didn't wash it today. I didn't even take a shower because I wasn't even trying to go there.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it.
Your hair looks great.
Thank you.
It's going to wash away your good luck. So do not wash your hair today. Shan, I know you were going to do this. Do not do any needlework.
Oh.
All right.
Don't
try to quilt. I mean, don't try to make it, not quilt, but don't try to make an afghan
crochet.
Or something. Yeah,
don't
crochet.
Try to sew anything up.
That will take your wealth away.
All right.
No unlucky words. I'm not even going to say what they are. You can look them up because they will bring upon bad things. But you should not be fighting today, arguing today. So I'm going to leave because we can't do this As Jazzy pointed out yesterday, we can't seem to do the show without fighting. So I will be leaving.
All right, well, I'm leaving too then.
Wait. Do not wash your clothes. It washes away good luck, and no sweeping. Do not sweep. It sweeps away your wealth.
Okay. Going back to those unlucky words, if somebody uses one of those words, shouldn't we let them know? Like, I mean, I don't know.
What did I just say? Google it.
I'm not looking it up. I don't even want it on my computer.
You can look it up. Just don't say it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to look them up.
Well,
because I don't want to use those words. I'm already bad enough already. I'm not wearing any red. I'm wearing black, which is unlucky. I need help is what I need.
I went to Lenardi.
Well, we've known that for a long time. No truer words. Save that, Sal. Mark that, please.
I got my my oranges with the leaves on them yesterday.
Yes, put out a bowl of oranges or tangerines or both, but you have to have the leaves on them because mm-hmm. that represents wealth, the mm-hmm. green. I did the same, and I put them in a red bowl. I showed you that yesterday.
Extra double luck. I got the shrimp. I got the shrimp from the frozen section.
Okay. I hope you defrosted it.
I made those last night.
Yeah, defrost the luck.
Okay. That's supposed to bring you happiness and joy.
I Marie Kondo'd my entire room.
Yeah, you were probably too late on that, but at least you did it before midnight.
I did it before midnight. Okay. I washed myself before midnight.
You washed yourself.
And I woke up right around midnight to let the dog out.
Okay,
I opened
the
door.
I let the dog out.
Even my boyfriend was like, "What are you doing?"
I'm letting the dog out.
Yeah.
Who let the dog out?
Shandon.
He's like, "What the hell?" He's like, "Can I come?" And so, like, we both got up and we're like, "Just tell it to go out. Tell it to go out."
Yes, say goodbye to
the dog.
What'd
you do? Whistle for it?
No, you're supposed to let it out.
Now you just open the door and
let it out. And then you just make some hand motions like, "Okay, go." And then the pig comes in.
I said bye, dog.
Yeah.
Said adios. Sorry, it's so cold today.
And we just got back in bed and passed
out. Yeah, and I put my pig up. My pig is now guarding the front door. It's looking forward. Welcome to the year of the pig. If anybody else has any suggestions for us, then 888-456-9970. Because we all want to have good luck. We want to have good wealth. We want to be happy in the new year. Here's something I found very interesting when Greg Deeney was doing more of his research on Lunar New Year. That it's so popular and you're supposed to spend time with your family and friends, and that's what it's really all about. And that's why in Asian cultures, they're off, and they could be off for up to 2-3 weeks during the spring festival. There are some young people who are single who hire a boyfriend or girlfriend to take home with them if they do not have one.
What?
Anybody have to do that?
Having children and passing down the family name is one of the most important parts in Chinese culture. And if you're single, it looks like you're not participating in that. Uh-huh. So desperate singles resort to hiring a fake boyfriend or girlfriend to take home at those times. And then the ones who don't care about any of this, they will rent themselves out to be the single boyfriend or girlfriend at this time. Wow. And they rent yourself if you're single, or you rent somebody to take home to show your parents. Like, look, I'm trying to form a family and to pass down the family name.
This is great. Like, I wish I would have known about this to all my Latino family gatherings, because I could have just hired a guy to come with.
Right. Yeah, you wouldn't have to go through all this trouble.
El novio. Yeah.
You wouldn't have to move in. Mm-hmm. I mean.
Wow.
You just bring around a guy when you need one. Perfect.
Fernando. Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30. Fernando.
Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30.
There is $1,400 in the jackpot inside the Big Money Minute, and we will play that game coming up at 7:20, so be ready to play. Hey, let's go to Myra real quick, our bachelor expert, we'll call her, because last night there was some pivotal things going on last night. What was going on, Myra?
Yeah, it got a little bit dramatic with new people fighting.
But what about that girl getting their first kiss?
Oh my God, that was like so long drawn out. Thank God that they finally did it. I mean, it just made me feel uncomfortable.
Was it almost like he was taking her virginity right there?
Yeah, basically.
I caught the clip and it did feel very uncomfortable. But at the end, I mean, she said she was excited, like it would finally happen, and she liked it.
Yeah, but you know what? Also, I feel like it was also very producer-driven, because they did it like right. They did it like right when the fireworks went off, and I was like, okay, so cheesy.
Yeah, a little bit too perfect.
That's what she said in her clip. She's like, something about, oh, I knew it was going to be fireworks, and then there were fireworks.
Yeah. Ooh, and then they actually, like, jumped when those fireworks started, and I was like, really? Are you guys surprised?
So how many girls are left?
Actually, I don't know. There was no rose ceremony last night. There was too much drama.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. Drama, there wasn't even a rose ceremony.
I mean, you know, they had to drag it out.
Well, were you surprised by Elise basically? I mean, you know, you come on that show, you know you're competing with all these other women. And then for you, like, not even, like, midway through say, oh, this isn't for me. I mean, how weird.
But also, like, how she was saying she left and then she was doing her interview and then she was like, I immediately regret it right now. And I'm just like, well, you're still there, so go back.
Yeah, can't you change your mind? I guess once you're in the limousine, there's no turning it back.
I mean, there always is. People come back.
All right, well, Myra, thank you so much for keeping us up to date on The Bachelor.
Thanks, guys.
All right, 888-456-9970 if you wanted to chime in about last night's Bachelor. Got to say congratulations to Andy Cohen from Bravo. He is now a dad to a 9-pound, 2-ounce baby boy named Benjamin Allen.
And I had no idea. He never talks about it.
Yeah, he doesn't say much.
Did he just have his baby shower?
Yeah, with all the Real Housewives.
Yeah, but Shan, you do realize he's not having the baby.
Yeah.
So it's not like, you know, he didn't wait till the last minute he was about to pop to have it.
I know, but
somebody
else
had it.
Feels like he had it like last week or something.
He did.
Wow.
He had it last week.
He didn't even have time to unwrap the present.
Well, I mean, some random stranger had the baby. It's not like, you know, it's not like he had any connection.
Yeah, he did thank his surrogate for carrying and delivering his future.
Would you ever do that, Shan?
Yeah, 100%.
How much do you think? What did Kim pay theirs? They pay him like $80,000 or something like
that? No, I think it was like $2 million.
No.
Hold up. Let me look.
Find out. And I'm sure he didn't pay $2 million, but I think a surrogate, God, I would have to imagine you're going to have to pay them $50,000 to $100,000.
Yeah. I'm sure it would be
pricey. I mean, if you're a celebrity, especially, they know you got money, so they're not going to settle for no $5,000.
Nah, this got to be fake.
What?
Okay, this says the surrogate only is making $45,000.
Which one?
For Kim and
Kanye? Kardashian. This is 2017.
I thought I heard 80, but I don't know.
Okay, wait. So this other one on fortune.com says 80 to 120,000.
Yeah, that sounds more like it.
And a lump sum payment of roughly 60,000.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Really? That's it? I feel like it was more. Or it would be more for a celebrity, right? Because you got to keep hush-hush and all this, like...
Well, but remember,
craziness.
They're also, like, funding, you know, everything else, like where she lives, what she eats, all that type
better
of stuff.
Better be for the rest
covered.
Of her life.
No, I think once they get that baby. Well, the one that did it for Kim, she does this full time because Kim now wanted her to do it again for her. And Kim had to find another surrogate because this woman was already being a surrogate for somebody else.
Oh, my Lord. That's what she does for a living?
That's what she does for a living. And, hell, she's making good money.
Wow, $120,000 per baby?
Yeah, and if you don't, like, drink or party and you just like to lay around, this is good
this
for
is
you.
This is great for Jackie Hollywood.
Oh, you think she just do babies?
Yeah. Right. Except she's got every, like, genetic disease, crippling disease possible. She'll pass it on to your baby.
Oh, yeah.
No, you have to be healthy. Sorry, Jackie.
No.
We thought it would be great for you, but you have too many problems.
Health problems.
Yeah, Jackie almost had a career. Oh, well.
My God, I wish I could get pregnant. I would retire and just carry babies. That sounds great.
It's like a lot on your
body. Yeah, you do like one
body.
A year. Oh, my God, that's
I
a good salary.
I realize it's a lot on your body. This getting up at 4 a.m. is a lot on your body. You know, there's been a lot of research that shows that people who get up early die early.
Yeah.
I'm quitting right now. Let's go.
Wait, I said
a bad word.
I said one of the words you're not supposed to say.
For Chinese New Year. Wait, how do you reverse it? What do you have to do?
Stay alive?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Someone called us right now. Yeah.
I'm wearing red.
You're wearing red. You did everything that
plus
you needed
Greg
to do.
Plus, I'm Greg Deaney.
The red.
Okay.
You're shielded.
I told you I should have left. I should have left already.
Oh, my God.
Too many chances to say, you know, unlucky words in the Lunar New Year.
If they're playing with balls, he's all over it.
It's Greg's Sassy Sports.
Well, as you might imagine, the Patriots' 13-3 victory over the Rams in Super Bowl 53 was the lowest-rated Super Bowl in a decade. And here is something funny. A lot of people say, why does L.A. even have a team? They don't care about football there. You might be on to something. Los Angeles, their rating was well below the national average.
Whoa.
And that's your team.
Yes. Wow. That's when you're supposed to watch.
That's your team. Boston had the highest average.
They
actually care about the Patriots. L.A. had one of the lower rated and lower than the national average. They didn't even care enough about the Rams to actually watch their teams. That's a problem with having, you know, winter temperatures in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, am I going to sit in here and do this or am I going to beach? I'm going to go to beach. I don't care about
the Rams.
That's
so sad, though. Really? I thought L.A. was, like, about it.
No.
Don't they have the Dodgers?
They're about the Dodgers and the Lakers, but apparently they're still not over the fact that the Rams left so many years ago and moved to St. Louis, and they just came back. They did not care enough to watch the game. The lowest numbers in a major market, you might be able to guess. Super low ratings in the city of New Orleans, the smallest for any major market. Now, if you saw video or pictures of what was going on in New Orleans on Super Bowl Sunday, they were boycotting the Super Bowl, and the streets, Bourbon Street and all the surrounding streets, were so jam-packed, it looked like Mardi Gras because they refused to watch the game. The bars weren't showing the games. They were all having a huge party boycotting, and they had the lowest ratings of any major market there for the Super Bowl. And if you're thinking, well, you know, Super Bowl ratings have gone down the last several years, so maybe that's why people aren't watching Super Bowl. Incorrect. The regular season ratings rebounded to an all-time high after 2 years of lows. So people cared about football this year, but they certainly didn't care about this game. I'm still waiting on the ratings to come through on that halftime show, but I would expect it's much lower than what it had been in the past.
Nothing to see there.
I think Katy Perry had one of the highest. She had broken records, and I think Gaga either broke hers or reached hers. They're Maroon 5. Don't think they're going to come anywhere close. And see if this has ever happened to you. Former supermodel and Real Housewife of Atlanta, Cynthia Bailey. Well, she was so excited because she was at the St. Regis Hotel over the weekend for a Super Bowl party. And she saw who she thought was Tom Brady. She ran up and took a photo with Tom, took a selfie, and was showing all her friends. Until her boyfriend, who's a sportscaster, said, "I ain't Tom Brady."
Oh.
And then everybody else roasted her.
I don't know how she thought that was Tom Brady.
Well,
he's got blue eyes. That's about it.
All white people look alike, maybe.
Wait, he doesn't look like him at all?
No.
I know. Sal's going to post that picture so you can check it out. But that's happened to you, right? You've gone into somebody thinking it was a celebrity and then, whoops.
Yeah.
And embarrassed yourself.
888-456-9970 if that has ever happened to you.
He looks so scared. He's like, what am I doing?
Well, yeah, because he knows he's not Tom Brady.
There are people, though.
So
I know there are people that I've talked to that people are like, oh, yeah, they thought it was this celebrity. I just took the picture. You're like, oh, yeah, I don't want to embarrass them, so I just took the picture. And they post. Now, these days, you're going to post that on social media, and then social media is going to roast you because obviously this is some random. And this guy's so dorky looking, too.
He is terrified of her.
He is such a nerd.
Oh my God, wait.
Like, if there's somebody insisting that you are somebody, I guess you're just like, okay, fine, just take the picture, fine. I'm not gonna spoil your day.
Later, Cynthia Bailey did post, "Confusion, I ran into this guy last night at the lobby of the St. Regis. I asked for a picture because I thought it was at Tom Brady. I really, really did. I've done interviews on the red carpet in the past, and I thought, oh my God, how cool. I finally ran into Tom Brady. After I text my picture to my boyfriend to share my excitement, he let me in on the bad news. He said, who is that? I said, it's Tom Brady.
Oh, no.
He said, nope.
Damn.
I'm so embarrassed, she went on to say.
Yes, good.
Stars, they're just like us.
888-456-9970 if you've ever mistaken somebody and just made a fool of yourself. 888-456-9970. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I would say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Big Money Minute's coming up at 720. But before that, the good news. news. If you got some good news, 888-456-9970. We're going to tell you, with prom season coming up, where you can get a free prom dress.